play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, let's head it down to PA announcer Vinny Walk for our starting lineups.
First of all, for the visiting team on the scoreboard in this contest, the Bulldogs of St. Anthony. Starting at a forward wearing number 11, Abby Schmidt. A guard wearing number 13, Abby Weiss. A guard wearing number 14, Emily McDevitt. A guard wearing number 21, Abby Brown. And a forward wearing number 30, Emma Richards. The Bulldogs come in with a record of 10-5, 2-0 in tourney action. They're coached by Bart Weedman. And now for the home team, the Silver Streaks of Galesburg. Starting at a forward wearing number 4, Kylie Townsell. A guard wearing number 5, Raina Goley. A guard wearing number 10, Kayla Townsell. A guard wearing number 14, Lexi Daniels. And in the middle, wearing number 54, Shaylee Florine. The Silver Streaks come into this contest a record of 14-0, also 2-0 in tourney action. They're coached by Evan Massey.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Vinny Walk here at Mattoon High School as the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the St. Anthony Bulldogs out of Effingham, Illinois. Well, I get three-fifths of the time I'll be right if I just say Abby, since three of their starters are named Abby. Yeah. Abby Schmidt, Abby Weiss, and Abby Brown for St. Anthony. They're in their road red, trimmed in white and blue. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Stepping into the center circle, Shaylee Florine for the Streaks, and it's Emma Richards for St. Anthony. Richards looks to be a good, she's got to be pushing 6 foot anyway. Streaks win the tip. This is Raina Gully. Lexi Daniels, right side, thought about a long three, didn't take it. Now Raina has the top of the key, and be interesting to see if they, well, he says they're a man-to-man team.
Yeah, he said they were going man-to-man. I agree with you. I don't know how long they can stay man-to-man.
Once he sees Raina blow past somebody a few times, or them trying to guard Shaylee in the post. Kayla Townsell lost that one on the pick and roll. Richards stole the ball. She tried to get over the top to Shaylee, went right into the hands of Emma Richards.
And Kayla had a steal there at the other end, but it wasn't paying attention. She had her head down, but the ball got thrown right by her.
McDevitt on the dribble, kicks out to Abby Brown. Brown out high right side to Weiss. Abby Weiss on the dribble, goes behind the back on the right wing, and out right of the center circle to McDevitt. Out high on the left side. This is Brown. Brown now right of the center circle, near over and back. It was Weiss that nearly stepped on the timeline there. I don't think she knew exactly where she was. Now down to Richards on the right block, and she traveled with it. Kind of lost her footing as she received the pass and kind of took a step with the pivot foot.
Well, she was trying to do what a lot of post players do, and that's balance herself against Shaylee, but Shaylee had taken a step backwards.
And there it is, Raina, crossover dribbles from the top of the key, blows right down the middle of the lane, past the other four red jerseys, and lays it up and in. Streaks lead 2-0, 6:50 to play first quarter.
Well, in years past, you would say all you have to do is lay off Raina and give her the three, but with how she's shooting the ball lately, I don't think you can give her the three right now.
No, absolutely not. On the drive, this is Brown. Lost her footing and a steal by Kayla Townsell. Kayla crosses over to the right, lays it up, off the glass, good. Got it over the outstretched arms of Weiss, and the Streaks lead 4-0. Down the court, it goes to Richards, top of the key. Gets it out to Weiss between the circles, working against Kayla Townsell. Streaks really pushing them back toward the midcourt line. Now Kayla knocks it away, picked up by Richards, though. Now it is Brown on the left wing. She'll go to the top of the key. Picks up and gives to McDevitt. McDevitt out high on the right side, back to Brown out high on the left side. Now right near the center circle, this is McDevitt.
Tom, you know what I like that the Street guards do on defense is they don't get into you going for the steal. They stand back from you, and they try to create space so that you dribble out in front of yourself.
And you would maybe say that was an unforced turnover, as it was just a really bad pass, but there was so much pressure. First off, Kayla Townsville on top of Weiss tapped the ball away twice. Weiss finally got it back and just let it fly and threw it out of bounds, so the Streets get it on the turnover with 5:54 to play in the first quarter, leading 4-0. As we're waiting, as Weiss has to tie her shoe.
One of the Abbeys.
I'm guessing by the look of her, she may be the freshman guard that Coach Massey was talking about that played on the IASE state championship. Looks very young. Nice backdoor pass. Kayla Townsend, Arena Gully on the right side. Lay it up and in.
Arena now with 4 points. First assist of the game for Kayla Townsend.
This is Richards as they break the full court pressure. Gets it out high right side to Abby Schmidt. First time she's touched the ball. Working against Kylie.
Oh, we're
going to
get a hand check.
Yep, Kylie. Yeah, I got the hand on her a little bit to bump her a little. And that'll be the first foul of the basketball game. 5:34 first quarter. Streets with a 6-0 lead. Pitching the shutout thus far. Inbounding is Weiss. And it comes to Schmidt. Hands off to Weiss out between the circles. Working against Kayla Townsend. Left baseline goes to Brown.
Not even a shot been put up so far by St. Anthony. There's one that's blocked right back into the girl by Shaylee Florine. A nice block by Florine on Abby Brown.
Now Kayla Townsend left wing with it. Nice pass over the top. Shaylee, she had to tip it out to Lexi. Fires a three right wing. Good! Great ball move by the Streets. Shaylee couldn't get a good grip on it to take and post up, so she just tapped it out to Lexi. So Shaylee gets the assist on the three. 9-0 Streets, and a 30-second timeout called by Bart Weidman, the head coach of the St. Anthony Bulldogs. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan on North Anderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streets road games. Now, we've got a really great deal going right now. $500 off any vehicle on the lot, and all you have to do is something that's going to help somebody else out. You're going to help yourself in the process. Bring in a non-perishable food item. It's their Fill a Frontier Food Drive event that's going on, and that goes through January 4th, so you don't have a whole lot more time to do this. Through January 4th, $500 off any vehicle, new, pre-owned, certified pre-owned. You get $500 off if you bring in a non-perishable food item, and just put it in the back of the Nissan Frontier that's on the showroom floor. We're driving a really nice certified pre-owned Nissan Pathfinder. It's a 2015. You'll be able to check out this vehicle and the rest of the vehicles. And $500 off through January 4th for their Fill a Frontier Food Drive event. Shot up and no good. Rebound bounces out long to Emily McDevitt for St. Anthony. Out high right side, this is Weiss right in the center circle. Dribbles left, working against Kayla Townsend. Now gets to... That's Schmidt. And now it's Weiss. Right side pulls up with an 18-footer. Good.
Second by 13.
Abby Weiss with about 4:28. They get their first basket, 9-2 Streets. Now Shaylee down on the right block into the paint. Turns and goes up and under with a left hand. Good. Nice move by Shaylee. She turned and faced up and went up and under with a left hand. That's her first basket. And make it 11-2 Streets. 4:11 to play first quarter.
Well, good job by the Streets to come down and just go right to what works. And this is going to, I don't like this call.
No.
This is going to go with this Kylie. I think he's going to call the hand check again. But she had her forearm, and that's a legal move. I don't know what that call was.
Yeah.
Because I believe that it's still allowable to put your forearm on somebody. I don't think that's ever been ruled.
It was Richards was posting up, or rather it was Schmidt posting up.
Now we're going to get a foul on Shaylee.
Oh, no, Emily Miner.
Or Emily Miner.
She looks kind of dumbfounded. I don't know what happened. But anyway, she was posting up, and Kylie was just there and was not pushing, just had the forearm holding her position, and they called the foul. Now a steal by Raina Gully on the inbound. Raina on the run across midcourt right side. Gives to Kayla Townsend, left wing. Fakes, drives baseline, puts it up with a right hand, bounces off short. And Emily Miner keeps the rebound alive. Kayla Townsend gets it to Shaylee, 15-footer left side, bounces high, no good. Emily Miner with a rebound up off the glass and in. Nice hustle by Emily Miner on the offensive glass. Kept it alive the first time. That time took down the rebound, put it right back up. Now Shaylee, and she knew she did it that time.
Yeah.
On the inbound pass, had a hand on the back of Richards trying to make the steal. First foul on Shaylee. Kylie Townsend with two. Emily Miner with one for the Streaks.
I kind of wish I was keeping track of how many fouls the Streaks have been called for in the tournament, because they've out-fouled the other team in every half, I think, so far.
Yeah,
I would say
so.
A 4-0 lead here.
This is Brown. Left wing. Gives off to McDevitt. Now it's Weiss. Fakes. Picks up. Gives to... Oh, there's a travel. Thank you. gave it to McDevitt. She faked and took a step and then put the ball on the floor. So the Streets get it back on the St. Anthony turnover.
Five turnovers now for St. Anthony. Kayla Boydston into the game. Kayla Townsell will hit the bench.
So Raina Gully, Shaylee Florine, Lexi Daniels, Emily Meinert, and Kaylin Boydston in for the Streets. This is Raina, top of the key, right wing, wide open three for Lexi. That is short. And a rebound comes out long to Schmidt. Schmidt picks up out between the circles, looking for some help. Gets it out high right side to Brown. Brown hands off to McDevitt. McDevitt on the dribble, top of the key against Raina Gully. Spins into the paint. Shot is a two-handed shot off the glass. No good. And Shaylee with a rebound.
Not a bad-looking shot, though.
Raina stops left wing to Kaylin. Top of the key. Drives right side. And it just opened up. She laid it up. Couldn't hit it, but she got fouled. Kaylin was surprised. She put the ball on the floor. It's like she, her eyes get wide like, wow, it's a wide-open lane to the basket. Foul is going to go against, what's it called, 11, Abby Schmidt. So Schmidt picks up her first. That's the first team foul on St. Anthony. Kaylin Boydston at the line. First shot is off the mark.
Kaylin doesn't go to the free throw line a whole lot on the season. Let's see. She is just 4 of 6, now 4 of 7 on the season.
Kayla Townsell back in for the Streaks. She replaced Lexi. Ellen Junk checking in as well. She replaces Shaylee Florine. 2:40 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 13-2 over the St. Anthony Bulldogs out of Effingham. Second shot for Kaylin, up and good. Six different players have scored for the Streaks thus far in this one here in the first quarter. 14-2 is the Galesburg lead. Weiss on the dribble working against Kaylin Boyson. Kaylin just hounding her as Kayla Townsend was. Now right wing it goes to Kyla Burton, who is in, and it's knocked away by Kayla Townsend. Burton gets it back, and she's looking for help. She just wanted to get rid of the ball. Now it's Weiss. Weiss at the free throw line.
Wow.
I have no idea what
that
was. And there's, wow.
We're going to
foul
Weiss,
on who?
It's
Kyla, who? Kayla Townsend.
Wow. I don't even think she was in the play.
She went up wildly. I don't know that it was a shot because she was up on 1 foot from the free throw line and just kind of threw the ball, and they called this a shooting foul. I mean, if it was contact, it came as she was coming down because she kind of flailed when she went up.
The whistle blew well after the ball was shot. It wasn't like it was a almost one of those where they were going to see if it was going to go in kind of thing.
And it had no chance, honestly.
No, it
wasn't really a shot. Weiss hits both free throws. She's got all four of the 4 points for St. Anthony. Raina drives down the right side of the lane, puts it up. Contact, no call. Shot is short. This is Weiss on the run down the left side. Lays it up. No good. Short. Rebound, Kayla Townsend. Now the Streaks on the run. Kayla, right side. Goes to Kayla Boyson, left side. Kayla in the paint. Kicks out to Raina on the right baseline outside the three-point arc. And she's going to bring it out and reset for the Streaks against the St. Anthony man-to-man. Ellen Junk, top of the key. To Emily Meinert out high right side. Bounces for Raina on the right wing. Raina stops, fires the 18-footer. That bounces off no good. And Kaylin's lucky to be in the back call on that one.
Oh, and the Streaks are going to get the ball.
Oh, wow. Wow.
At first I thought she went over the back. And second of all, even if she didn't get called for that, she was the last one to touch the ball.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
But we'll take it.
Yeah, Emily Meinert, right wing, looking for help. Now gets to Raina near the center circle. 1:35 to play first quarter. 14-4 is the Streaks lead. Raina gets picked from Emily Meinert, drives down the right baseline. Spits in defenders, lays it up and in, and she's fouled. What a strong move again by Raina Gully.
Yeah, a bunch of contact again. Yeah. She started getting kind of ridden down the lane, and finally when she went up, she got the benefit of the call, and she finished it. So it's going to go against 14, which is Emily McDevitt.
That's her first second team foul on St. Anthony. So Raina with a chance at the three-point play. She's got 6 points in the game. Shaylee Florine back in, replacing Emily Meinert. 1:30 to play first quarter, 16-4 Streaks. And we've seen that time and time again. What a strong move by Raina that she's able to endure the contact and still get the shot up and in.
Yeah, she's just a very strong player for her stature.
Free throw was no good. Niebergi with a rebound. I'm just guessing on that one.
Oh, I got it. It's Niebergi.
Niebergi. Okay. Wow. That's starting with BRU.
Yeah.
And that travel back call there, shot up and no good by Burton. And Kaylin Boyson down with a rebound. To Raina down the right side, around the defender, lays up. Oh, they're going to call a charge. Ah, she stepped to the left to try to get around Weiss, and Weiss was all the way under the basket. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and again, I'm a big fan of, I thought it was great the college game went to that semicircle like the pros have, and you know, at some point high school's got to do the same because it only makes sense if you're letting players set up under the basket like that.
Well, I'm not even so sure she was completely set either, but first foul on Reyna with under a minute to play in the first quarter. This is Weiss on the dribble between the circles, hounded by Kaylin Boydston. Out on the left side, it goes to Burton. Burton down on the right block to Brown. She missed the shot. Shaley with a rebound. That was Schmidt, rather, with a shot. Shaley with a rebound. 43 to play. Lexi, right wing for three. Bounces off short. Kneeburgie with a rebound. I'll have to remember that. Kneeburgie. I might have to rewrite it phonetically for myself. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Weiss on the dribble. Nice crossover. Stops at the free throw line. 15-40 is way off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Ellen Junk, to Kaylin Boydston. 22 to play. Kaylin will walk it across, and Coach Massey, I think he's going to have him work for one shot. Now with 15. Kaylin on the dribble just outside the center circle with 12. Dribbles left with 10. Now top of the key, Kayla with 8. Right wing picks up, gets to Shaley mid-block. Kicks out to Ellen Junk, left wing. Lexi for three. In and out, back in. Rolled around good just before the buzzer. Nice ball movement by the Streak Center. Look, I couldn't really tell. It looked like from our angle that Lexi may have hurried that shot a little
bit. She did. Oh, she took a quick shot there.
Circled around, though. It looked like it was going to pop out, but rolled back in. We have played one quarter basketball. It is Galesburg 19, St. Anthony 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
The Harlem Globetrotters bring their 90th anniversary world tour to the Peoria Civic Center Sunday, January 10th at 2 p.m. Witness some of the world's best athletes execute unbelievable feats of ball handling, trick shots, and comedy. It's the team's most epic tour in 90 years and a lifelong memory in the making. Score your tickets at HarlemGlobetrotters.com and don't miss your chance to get in on the action at the Peoria Civic Center, Sunday, January 10th at 2 p.m.
Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Lead at 19-4 at Mattoon. South Arrowhead, Vera Gibson, second quarter just underway. St. Anthony with the basketball. Kneeburgie with a shot from the right wing. No good. Rebound comes down to Kylie Townsend. She gets fouled. I think she's going to go against Schmidt. It does. Abby Schmidt with the foul. That's her second.
Tom, an interesting stat. The Streak scored 19 points in the first quarter of this game. That's the least amount of points they've scored in a first quarter all tournament long. However, combined, their opponents have only scored 18. Streaks have outscored their opponents 68-18 in first quarters.
Wow, impressive. Three-pointer from Lexi Daniels, no good. Great job by Kayla Townsend, laying down the rebound. It was Schmidt had done a nice job blocking Shaley Farina, but nobody else was there. Kayla runs in, grabs it, lays it up and in. She's got four, 21-4 Streaks. Right wing, this is McDevitt with it. Out high, right side, it goes to Brown. Brown gives to McDevitt. And knocked away by Kylie Townsend. Kayla Townsend couldn't quite come up with it. McDevitt has the top of the key. And now a steal by Lexi Daniels. Lexi on the dribble, left wing. Now gives to Reyna out between the circles. Right wing, Kayla Townsend. She'll fire the wide open three. Good!
That's a three for 10.
Seven for Kayla Townsend. 24-4 Streaks. McDevitt gives across to Olivia Clausius. Now left wing, a three fired up. In and out, no good. Clausius. Okay, that was no good by Abby Brown. And what's the call?
Over the back.
Over the back. Is that Schmidt again? Yeah, she's got three fouls now. Abby Schmidt with her third foul. Two of them have been over the back.
11,
so Clausius.
Clausius. Like Clausius. Santa Claus. Okay. Clausius.
Yeah. Guess for sure. I should have asked ahead of time. Streaks lead 24-4, 6.5 minutes to play first half.
Or I could have told you when I came back up here since I did ask.
Lexi between the circles. Now left wing it goes to Kylie Townsend. She'll bring it back out to the top of the key and hand off to Reyna. They'll reset. Left wing it goes to Shaley. Now it's Kylie Townsend near the travel with it. Now to Reyna between the circles. And they'll reset once again.
One of my favorite players from the tournament's in there, Maddie Schutte, and I like her last name because she does shoot it. She's not afraid to take shots. I've seen her in the tournament.
And Shaylee missed one down on the right block, came up a little bit short. Now it is McDevitt with it for St. Anthony. Out high left side, Clausius.
No, that's Schutte.
Okay. Well, she looks like the other one. Oh, the other one. Gosh, she came in for it. Three-pointer by Abby Brown is up and good. That's the first person to score other than Abby Weiss thus far for St. Anthony. 24-7. Streaks, 5.5 minutes to play first half. Kayla Townsend drives left baseline, lays it up, rolls out, no good. Boy, what a nice move. Just couldn't quite get it to fall.
Yeah, she gets so many of those where she cuts and just gets the ball up on the rim.
Wow.
And Schutte with a three.
So
told you can't leave Schutte open.
Yeah, so she hit a two and a three. And now Coach Massey calls a timeout, quick 30-second timeout. I think I'm not sure if he's talking about what's happening defensively, leaving Schutte open, or if he didn't like what was going on the offensive end. I think maybe a combination thereof. But Coach Massey with a 30-second timeout with 5:11 to play in the first half. Galesburg High boys the winner this morning over Rochester, 58-37. They will play again tonight. It'll be a 6:30 game against the Dunlap Eagles. So pregame around 6:06.
Is it still going to be a 6:30 game?
I think that one's the same.
Okay.
I heard.
When we were doing the morning show, Brad said that the 11:30 got moved up to 10:30. So I didn't know if they did that with all of them.
Yeah, or? I think that was just
the morning session.
The morning session. Yeah.
Gotcha.
To make up for Dunlap not getting there yesterday. Reyna Gulley to set for the Streaks. Top of the key with it. Down the right side of the lane, kicks out to Lexi, right baseline for three. Good! Her third of the ball game. 27-10 Streaks, under 5 minutes to play, first half.
I don't believe they keep all-time stats in this tournament because I haven't seen them anywhere. But you'd have to imagine that Lexi's closing in on whatever the all-time three mark is in this tournament.
I wouldn't be surprised if you pass. Oh, and it's Schutte with another three from the right wing.
I told you.
My goodness.
I was scouting around in one of the last games. Gets the ball and she fires it. She has a quick release.
Kayla Townsend down the right side lane. Schutte bumps her, though, and that's going to be on the floor before Kayla was able to go up. So Schutte picks up her first foul.
That was against the Bulldogs.
She's got 8 points.
Six.
I thought she had a...
No.
Two. Who hit that two before that?
Was
that
there was a three by Abby Brown.
Oh, no, I had that, but there was another two.
And then
a three by Lexi Daniels, her fourth of the game. Okay, I thought Schutte had come in. I thought I missed a two right after she came in. I left it. 13. Yeah, okay. No, that's right. Okay, I've got him. I've got him for 13. That's right. As McDevitt just dribbles it off of her foot on the pressure from Reyna Gulley, so the Streaks get it back on the turnover with 4:12 to play in the half. 30-13 is the Streaks' lead.
Seven turnovers now for St. Anthony.
30, Ellen Junk back in for the Streaks along with Kaylin Boydston as Kayla Townsend and Kylie Townsend will take a seat for a bit. Emily Miter to replace Shaylee Florine as well. Reyna with it on the right wing. Gives to Ellen Junk between the circles. Left wing, it goes to Lexi Daniels. Lexi dribbles. Thought about the three, now picks up. Gives Emily Miter
out
of the key. Yeah. They closed out on her, though. Kaylin Boyson, right side. And
what? 3 seconds?
No, he called. You've got to be kidding me.
No, it's called against these.
Emily Miter was posting up. I don't know how you can call an offensive foul. He called that a charge. She was simply down in position posting up, wasn't pushing back or anything. I have no idea what that's about. Wow. That's two on Emily. I was watching her because Kayla was looking in, thinking about getting into her posted up, and I don't know where that came from. This is
And now we're gonna get her third as she swiped down on the shot. Going up for the shot was
called it on Lexi Daniels.
Oh.
Number 14, Daniels.
Okay, I thought.
Niebergi.
That's interesting because I thought for sure that was going against.
Yeah.
We couldn't see. It was on the far side of the floor on the far corner, and that first free throw up it missed anyway. But it looked like from what I saw was Emily Miner swiped down at the ball, so I thought that's where the foul was coming from.
Unfortunately, there was a guy from the IHSA here who was evaluating officials. He missed that last one. I mean, Emily Miter was posted up on the low block. She had her right hand up, her left hand down, and that was it. I don't even think there was any contact from behind. As Nieuwbergie makes the second, make it 30-14. Streaks 3:30 to play first half.
Well, Streaks up by 16, but this game has not felt near that close.
Raina Gully, right wing. She'll stop and fire the three. Bounces off too strong. Ellen Junk going up for the
this
rebound.
This should be a foul on.
Who's it going to go on?
They're going to call this on Kaylin for pulling her down.
Wow.
Yep. Okay.
Kaylin, the only person she came in contact with was Ellen Junk. She was going up, and Kaylin got pushed while she was in the air. As Ellen Junk was going up for the rebound, Kaylin got pushed into her.
Well, Abby Weiss went down too.
Yeah.
I thought it was just because she was backing in and Ellen Junk had hit the ground and tripped everybody.
Coach Massey had a little word with the officials.
Foul situation right now is 9-5.
Yeah.
And
when you're winning by this much, I don't understand. Not that you shouldn't call fouls, but it's obviously relatively one-sided with you. I just don't understand that one or the one on Emily Miner, the charge call. Free throw was no good, but St. Anthony controls the rebound, and now
Ellen Junk's going to get called.
Well, Nieuwbergie just turned, and she kind of put her head down to go between.
Oh, no, it's going to go against Raina.
Put her head down to go between Raina and Ellen Junk, and she initiated the contact there, so Raina picks up the foul.
That's her second. Team's 10th, so double bonus now. Nieuwbergie.
I'm kind of wondering if Coach Massey mentioned the discrepancy, because the official he's talking to kind of looked up at the scoreboard when Coach Massey first started talking to him. Nieuwbergie misses the first.
She's now 1 of 3 from the stripe.
So double bonus for St. Anthony. 10 team fouls on the streaks to 5 for St. Anthony. 3:05 to play first half. Second one is up and missed that one. Rebound Emily Miner to actually Ellen Junk. It got knocked away. Ellen Junk grabbed it. Kaylin Boydston. Ooh.
Yeah, that was real close.
Over her back there. She got it to Raina. Right wing Emily Miner. Fakes, drives baseline.
Oh, she double dribbled.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if the official saw it or not. I think she was thinking about making the pass to the left side to Kaylin Boyson, then decided she had an open lane to the basket and had already picked it up by that time.
Yeah, great aggressive move by Emily. Again, we've seen that quite a few times in the last few games, but unfortunately, you're right, she kind of hesitated just enough. She should have just kept going. She had the lane the whole time.
Inbound comes to Weiss. Weiss across midcourt left side. Other dribble against Raina Gully. Now out near the center circle. High right side it goes to McDevitt. Free throw line near Bergie. Kicks out left baseline to Weiss. She missed the three, and the rebound to Kayla Townsend, who's back in with 2:30 to play in the half. Streaks with a 30-14 lead. Nice look from Raina Gully to Kylie Townsend down the left block. Couldn't get the shot to fall. It rolled around and fell out, but she's fouled by, I believe, Kyla Burton's going to get the call. Does go against Burton. That'll be her first. 10, Burton.
Coming into the tournament, Kylie is a 73% free throw shooter, 25 of 34, so very good percentage.
Kylie was one of two that makes the first here. That's her first point of the afternoon.
14.
Make it 31-14. Lexi Gander's back in. She replaces Raina Gully with 2:24 to play in the half.
Streaks have been stuck on 30 for a while, so it's nice to finally break that to 31.
Second shot 32. Up good. 32-14 streaks. Full court pressure, McDevitt. Met by Lexi Daniels. Gives to Nieuwbergie. Out high on the left side. Out high right side, it goes to Weiss. Out high left side, this is Burton. Left wing, Nieuwbergie. Gives to Richards at the left elbow. Goes into the paint, stops, kicks out. Nice defense by Shaley. Nieuwbergie shot blocked by Lexi Daniels. Nieuwbergie gets it back. Bounces across for Burton. She double dribbled. They missed that one. Now Weiss picks it up. After Burton lost control of it, might have even been poked away by Kaylin Boydston.
That was actually Kylie with the block on the baseline. Nice athletic move by Kylie.
This is Weiss. Nieuwbergie now out high left side with 1:38 to play. It's not they're not running offense. They're not trying to stall. They're working it, but the Streaks are just playing really, really good defense and not letting them get where they want to be.
Well, their movement's just a step slow every time. It looks like players are leaving before screens are getting set, and they're hesitating coming off of screens, which doesn't let your offense flow underneath.
Weiss on the dribble. Gets into the paint. Shot blocked by – oh, come on! Shaley gets called for the foul. Shaley blocks the shot. Oh, my goodness. the shot left her hand. Shaylee blocked it. After the block, Weiss runs into Shaylee and falls to the floor, and Shaylee got called for
I don't even know if she touched her. To be honest with you, when she went through, I think she just hit the floor.
My goodness.
Wow.
Free throw is up and good by Weiss. That's her first point of the second quarter. You know, it was way well after. You know, like I said, there may not have been any contact, but it was a clean block. The shot had already left her hand when Shaylee got it.
Oh, yeah, it was a good probably foot off of her hand. Weiss not a very tall player, and Shaylee obviously much taller.
Second free throw is good. She's 4-for-4 from the line. 6 points, 111 to play, 32-16 streaks. Right wing, Emily Miner. Top of the key, Ellen Junk to Kaylin Boyce on high left side. Right to Emily Miner on the give and go. Misses the shot. And the rebound comes down to Richards. Or rather, that's Weiss for St. Anthony. Under a minute to play here in the half. Weiss on the dribble. Right wing to McDevitt. Down underneath. Stolen by Ellen Junk.
Ellen, look what I found there. As the ball kind of popped off the St. Anthony player's hand right into Ellen's hands.
6 seconds to play. Kayla Townsend with it to Emily Miner down high right side. Right wing, it's Kaylin Boyson. Gets picked from Emily Miner. Goes to the free throw line. Kicks out to Ellen Junk. Top of the key, left wing, Lexi Daniels. She'll dribble left. Top of the key, Emily Miner. Right wing goes to Kayla Townsend. 20 seconds now to play. Kaylin Boyson out high on the left side. Streaks running a little weave here. Looking to run some clock with 11 seconds to play.
Well, Kayla's wide open if they find her. Her defensive player lost her for a minute there. But
seven. Lexi for three, right wing. In and out, no good. Emily Miner with a rebound up off the glass, no. And at the buzzer, Streaks can't get it to fall. But the Galesburg Silver Streaks are in control. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 32, the St. Anthony Bulldogs 16. We'll come back with our halftime report, halftime scoreboard, our halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead it 32-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
It's the end of the year, and at Yim Ford, it's the time when you either move them or lose them.
And we're prepared to wipe out our remaining new and used inventory by any means necessary.
Which means your end of year bonus is waiting for you right now at the corner of West Main and Linwood Road in Galesburg.
Up to 5,000 rebates and financing as low as 0% on new Fords in stock.
Thousands off every pre-owned vehicle on the lot.
No payments till March.
The inventory wipeout is going on now at Yim Ford.
We are overstocked with an amazing lineup of pre-owned vehicles for thousands less than new, like a 2014 Ford Focus. Save nearly $2,100 and buy for under $15,200.
Plenty of budget vehicles priced at under $7,000, like a 2007 Ford 500, just $6,900.
A 2006 Scion TC two-door, only $5,900.
At the end of the year, you either move them or lose them.
Shop the inventory wipeout going on now at Yim Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
With approved credit, tax, title, license, extra. See Yim Ford for details.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks lead it at halftime by a score of 32-16. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at Mattoon High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Anthony Bulldogs out of Effingham. Again, 32-16 is our score. as the Streaks with the lead. Actually, they outscored St. Anthony 19-4 in the first quarter and just 13-12 in that second quarter of the ballgame. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Again, earlier today, the Galesburg High boys were a winner. They defeated Rochester 58-37. Last night, they were a 78-40 winner over Taylorville. They'll play again tonight at 6:30 against the Dunlap Eagles. About a 6:06 pregame with Brad Meadows and Jim Lee here on WGIL. Let's see, then they'll wrap up their portion of the tournament with two games tomorrow. They'll play Mount Zion at 11:30 in the morning, and then they'll take on Rantoul at 6:30 tomorrow night, which, as Jim Lee told me, that could well be a championship game. Probably the two best teams in that field over there. Our games today thus far at this tournament. In the first game of the morning at 8:30, Salem defeated Decatur-MacArthur 68-37. It was Vandalia over Olney 78-59. And the host Mattoon defeated Sullivan 67-40. With a Streak win tonight, this afternoon, we'll play at 7 o'clock this evening. If we were to lose, it would be an 8:30 game against Salem. If we win, it would be St. Anthony taking on Salem tonight at 8:30 p.m. Again, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games, football, boys and girls basketball, 2080 North Henderson Street. And got their Philip Frontier food drive event going on right now, and it goes through January 4th. You bring any non-perishable food item that'll go to the Fish Food Pantry, and you'll get $500 off any vehicle on the lot. That is a pretty easy thing to do, and you can help somebody out, help somebody in need out, and check out one of the certified pre-owned vehicles like the one we're driving. It's a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder, less than 14,000 miles on a really, really nice ride down here, and gets us around really, really well in town, really nice ride. And again, $500 cash back with a donation of a non-perishable food item. Now, with the certified pre-owned vehicles, 167-point inspection. Each of these vehicles goes through. That's got a 7-year, 100,000-mile factory-backed limited warranty. That covers over 600 components, which includes the engine, the drivetrain, and the transmission. You also get a Carfax vehicle history report, and much, much more goes into it being a certified pre-owned vehicle. But the inspection, they go through and through the vehicles, 167-point inspection. So check out all the certified pre-owns and the new Nissans on the lot at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead at 32-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Reinschmidt's Carpet and Furniture Gallery has always provided quality products and service, including England Furniture and Best Furniture, two made-in-the-USA brands, offering durability and custom comfort, along with quality materials and design. You can choose from power love seats, power recliners, or power lift chairs, sofas, sectionals, rockers, and recliners, starting at $299. All available at Reinschmidt's Carpet and Furniture Gallery, the best carpet and floor show in town, corner of West Main and Henderson, Galesburg.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
Are you ready to transform your body and feel better than you have in years? Well, last winter, over 150 people committed to living healthier, and in just a few short weeks, they lost hundreds of pounds. We're doing it again, and we'd like you to join us. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, the YMCA, and Galesburg.info challenge you to sign up for Commit to Fit. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit to register. The first 200 people to register online and weigh in receive gift bags. Cash and prizes up for grabs, too. Learn more and sign up now at Galesburg.info, keyword Commit to Fit.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies today, a low around 22. For tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely in the morning, then a slight chance of snow in the afternoon. Accumulations less than 1 inch, a high of 28. On Wednesday night, cloudy, a low 16. Thursday, cloudy, high 22. And New Year's Day, mostly sunny with a high of 21. Currently, it's 28 degrees at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM,
1400 AM,
WGIL.
Halftime at Mattoon. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs 32-16. Our halftime stats are brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring wise, Streaks led by Lexi Daniels, 12 points on 4 3 pointers. 7 points for Kayla Townsville, a couple of twos and a three. 6 points for Raina Gully on three baskets. A basket for Shaylee Florine, a basket for Emily Miner, a couple of free throws for Kylie Townsville, and one free throw for Kaylin Boyce. And Streaks, 5 3-pointers, 3 for 5 from the free throw line. For the Bulldogs, they were led by Maddie Schutte off the bench. 6 points with a couple of three-pointers in that second quarter. Also 6 points from Abby Weiss, 4 for 4 from the line and a basket. Point on 1 for 4 from the line for Hunter Niebergi. 3 points for Abby Brown on a three-pointer. They had 3 threes in the first half, 5 for 8 from the free throw line.
Well, team stat-wise, it's St. Anthony 8 turnovers, 4 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks did a good job forcing the issue there in the first quarter defensively with 5 turnovers. We didn't see that same intensity with their defense as much in the second quarter. I think fouls had something to do with that as the Streaks are looking at a number of players, Emily Miner, Shaylee Florine, Raina Gully, and Kylie Townsall with 2 fouls. Rebounding, Streaks have a 15-10 edge, including a 5-2 edge on offensive boards. And St. Anthony shooting at 4 of 15, which doesn't sound that impressive, but they're 3 of 4 from 3, only 1 of 11 from 2-point range. The Streaks are 12 of 25 from the field, 5 of 10 from 3, so they're also shooting it well from distance.
All right, second half getting ready to get underway. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks for the basketball to start the second half. Shaylee Florine with it to Kylie Townsville now. Raina Gully on high left side. Try to get back door to Kylie. She got kind of stuffed up there. Niebergi was kind of got lost there and guarding, I think it was Lexi, and just kind of Kylie couldn't get around her, ran into her. So the Streaks turn it over to start the second half. Weiss with it out between the circles against Lexi Daniels.
Now, we're going to get
offensive foul on Niebergi.
Yeah. Let's see what the call is. I didn't see it.
He doesn't make the call.
He just calls it a charge.
Yeah, and I think she tried to cut somebody off going across the baseline there. I'm guessing that's what it was because that's where she was standing, and I didn't see who it was trying to get around her.
So, well, I was a little worried because there was some hand play going on with Shaylee and Emma Richard, so I was afraid that's where that call was going.
Raina gives it to Kayla Townsend down on the right block. She puts it up and in and draws the foul. It's going to go against Weiss. That'll be the first foul on Abby Weiss. Nice look again from Raina Gully, and Kayla Townsend puts it up and in. And she's got 9 in the game and a chance to go to double figures. Misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Niebergi. Weiss will bring it across for St. Anthony. 34-16 Streaks, just underway in the third quarter. On the dribble, this is Brown with it. Picks up between the circles looking for help and gets it to McDevitt.
Niebergi didn't start, but getting lots of time with Schmidt in foul trouble.
Now a 10-footer from the left baseline up and no good by Richards, and Raina Gully down with a rebound for the Streaks.
Richards came in as their leading scorer in the tournament with 26 points, and that was her first shot of the game.
Raina Gully down the right side of the lane, gets some contact, can't hit the shot, no call. Shaylee down with the rebound left side, puts it up and in.
Well, and a great job by Shaylee there. She kind of got tied up with a St. Anthony player. Oop.
Now Raina with the steal that bounced off of McDevitt, and right off of her head, she didn't see the pass coming. Raina grabbed it and lays it up and in.
She wasn't anticipating the pass. No. What I was going to say about Shaylee was, Shaylee got tied up with a St. Anthony player. Instead of trying to fight with her and then get a jump ball called, she just let the ball drop to the floor and then picked it back up and went up and scored.
Streaks lead at 38-16. This is McDevitt. Drives into the paint, kicks out to Brown. Brown against Lexi Daniels out at the top of the key. Back between the circles now, dribbles right and gives to McDevitt out high on the right side. Under 6 minutes to play third quarter. McDevitt kind of slow motion into the lane, and Shaylee knocks the ball away, and Kylie Townsend comes up with it for the Streaks. They're just really kind of really slow motion, slow-developing play. Now to Shaylee down to the right block, leans it up off the glass. Oh. In and out, no good, but a foul on Niebergi. A little bit too strong on the shot by Shaylee. So Nieberger picks up two quick fouls here to start the second half. And Shaley will go to the free throw line with two shots. Shaley with just 4 points, had a basket early, and St. Anthony calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:41 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 38-16. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
One call does it all, and that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out, but how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project, so you don't have to work with four or five contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple, so give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Pick this week's winning teams, and you could win a $50 Cherry Street gift certificate with the Pro Football Pick'em on WGIL.com.
Shaley Florine at the free throw line, 5:41 to play third quarter. First shot is up and good. Streaks lead it 39-16 over the St. Anthony Bulldogs. With a Streaks win, it looks like we would probably play Vandalia tonight in a 7 o'clock game. They, I believe, ended up second place in Pool B as Shirley hits the second. And she'll get a rest as Emily Miner will come in and replace her.
Emily Miner and for the Silver Streaks.
6 points for Shaley Florine, 5:41 to play here in the third quarter. Inbound comes to McDevitt in the backcourt against the Streaks full court pressure. McDevitt being hounded by Raina Gully down the left side of the lane. Stops, pulls up with a 14-footer, rolls off no good. Weak side rebound, Kylie Townsend. Outlet to Raina. Raina Gully on the run with it. Top of the key, pulls up, gives to Lexi right wing for three. That one's too strong. Rebound, Kylie Townsend, gives to Kaylin Boyd to left wing. Kaylin penetrates, kicks out to Lexi on the right wing. Now it's back to Raina in the center circle.
You could tell that was going to be a long shot by Lexi. She was leaning forward. She didn't have her normal stance when she caught it.
But now she fires one for the baseline. That was a little bit short. Kaylin Boyson, weak side rebound, goes up, gets hammered, can't hit the shot. Got sandwiched, shoes between three red jerseys. We'll see who they call it on. Looks like it's going to go against Brown. Let's see, Abby Brown, that's her first foul. And now fouls are 4-0 in favor of St. Anthony this half. Kaylin Boyson at the free throw line. First shot up and good. She had hit one of two in the first half. She's got 2 points now in the ball game. As Kayla Townsend replaces Raina Gully, Sage Milroyan for the first time this afternoon, she replaces Lexi Daniels. 5:04 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 41-16.
Last year, Streaks beat Vandalia 76-49.
Second shot up and good for Kaylin Boydston. They had a close game with Salem in their opener yesterday. Salem beat them 61-58. So it looks like Salem won the other pool. Now a steal by Sage Milroy. Sage on the run, bounces for Kayla Townsend, left side up. Shot got partially blocked. She's able to muscle it up and banks it up and in. 11 points for Kayla Townsend. Assist to Sage Milroy, 44-16 Streaks. And now we've got a whistle on Kayla Townsend to get called for a hand check, maybe? I don't know.
A forearm.
Okay.
I guess that's
I don't know. That's a proper indication, I guess. First foul on Gala. That's the same guy that indicates the charge for everything offensive.
Now we're going to get a push on who? Sage? Nope. This is going against Kayla, too.
What in the world?
I didn't see
it. It was on
that.
The opposite side of the floor.
Yeah,
also.
I didn't even see it. I'm having a hard time.
Wow.
Watching off the ball, this guy's doing a great job of obviously following one player because
because it was nowhere near where he was positioned. He was out near midcourt on the near side. That happened on the far side in front of another official, whatever it was.
And the ball hadn't even been inbound, had it?
And it goes to Nieberge on the down in the low block on the right side. She turns and puts it up and in. That's her first basket. She's got 3 points. Now a three-pointer from Sage Milroy, right wing, too strong. Rebound comes down to Brown for St. Anthony. That was the first basket in the second half by St. Anthony. Right baseline, driving McDevitt, puts up a 5-footer and in. Well, they get them in bunches when they get them.
Yeah, they do. That is the one thing. I mean, they hit those two threes in the second quarter, three threes in the second quarter, all within like a minute and a half of themselves.
Now Emily Miner on the post up right side, leans in up off the glass, can't get the shot to fall.
Looked like there was contact,
yeah,
but
I thought
no
so
call.
Too. McDevitt, left wing, puts up the 14-footer, no good. Emily Miner hustles down for the rebound and gives way to Kaylin Boydston. 3:39 to play third, Streaks lead 44-20. Out high left side, Kayla Townsell. Gets to Emily Miner, out high right side. Right wing, it's Kaylin Boydston, bounces for Kayla Townsell down on the right block, can't hit the shot. And
wow.
Who's this foul going to be on? Are they calling Kayla again?
No.
It's got to be on Weiss.
It's got to be on Weiss.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Got a push on Kayla.
Kayla's
both
just
went down
now
hard.
Getting up.
Yeah. So that's second foul on Weiss, and she's holding her right elbow.
Yeah, that's the worst, too. They call it the funny bone, but it's not funny when you hit it on the floor.
Okay, are they giving her two shots?
Well, I think it should be because she went up, she missed the shot, got her own rebound, and was going back up when she got hammered.
Okay, I thought it was on the rebound. I wasn't sure she was actually going back up, but that's okay. That must be what happened then.
That was my interpretation of the play.
Okay, so Kayla goes to the free throw line, two shots. Weiss picks up her second foul.
So Kayla head to the free throw line and
short on the first
one. She is a 52% shooter coming into the tournament, 20 of 38.
11 points in the game this afternoon.
Oops. Marked that the wrong way.
Shooty back in for St. Anthony, so we know what's going to happen there. They're going to try to set her up for a three. Also back in is Abby Schmidt. Second shot, no good. And the rebound. Oh, great hustle by Kaylee. Got the rebound and tried to get it inside to Shaley. A little bit hard on the pass. Ellen Junk tried to hustle. Oh, going to go back to the street.
Yeah, that's a bad call if they give it to us.
Yeah, there was only white jersey. Ellen Junk was
nobody's overruling him either.
Yeah, Ellen Junk
Coach Weedman beside himself.
Yeah, Ellen Junk was trying to save it in bounds. There was no red jersey there, and they're giving it to the streaks. And we said it was bad. It's not just our way. It's bad both ways. My goodness. Yeah, Ellen. I mean, Ellen didn't really have much of a chance at it. She was trying to get it and got a hand on. Nice drive by Raina Gully down the middle of the lane, lays it up with a right hand and in.
One of these days, other teams are going to realize that if you get in Raina's face, she's going to blow by you and get a layup. Because if you lay off her, she's more prone to make that pass into Shaley there. But right when the defensive player got in her face, she took off and blew right by her.
She's got 10 in the game. Streaks lead 46-20, under 3 minutes to play third quarter. Shooty with it, turns, five-footer up off the glass and in. She kind of was backing in and just turned and had lost the defender and saw she was open, just went ahead and took the shot.
Flat-footed at that.
Yep. She's got 8. Ellen Junk, right wing. Shaley Florine, top of the key. Now Raina Gully between the circles. Out high right side, Sage Milroy. Tried to bounce for Shaley down on the right block, but it was Schmidt getting in there in the passing lane to make the steal.
Haven't seen a lot of Schmidt. She's been in foul trouble. 3 fouls so far in the game, and she just came back in for the first time since early in the second quarter, I think.
Shooty with it out high on the left side, working against Ellen Junk.
Ellen's got to be aware. She's not afraid to let that one fly.
Now it's Weiss.
That's Sage Milroy, actually. Not
Ellen. I'm sorry. It's Sage. Okay.
Oh, my God. What is the foul there?
Oh, goodness. Shaley's just got, like, really. Shaley got called for a foul for. This is unbelievable.
There might have been contact. I won't try to say there wasn't contact, but they called her for a hold. That ball was thrown up, and it was kind of a jump ball. And they both, her and Schmidt, both went for it, and the ball bounced out, and they called a foul on Shaley.
Now Shaley with the steal. That's the third foul on her, by the way. Down it goes to Raina. Raina, one-on-3, splits the defenders and got bumped. And, well, it's at least if you don't call the foul, that's the proper call. Because
right.
The ball went off Raina, and they didn't call the foul, so it's going to go back to St. Anthony.
And I think Raina kind of lost control of that ball. Once she got into the lane there, she was adamant about making that pass, and it looked like she just couldn't grab the handle on it to throw it over there.
Kylie Townsell back in for the Streaks. 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks leading 46-22. Full-court pressure. Shooty with the basketball. Gets it across midcourt, left to the center circle. Oh, she's got handles, too, apparently.
Emily McDevitt wanted nothing to do with Shooty handling that basketball. She went and stole the ball from her own teammate.
McDevitt with it.
Wow.
Right baseline, knee birdie.
I've seen that in, like, little kid basketball.
Right.
I've never seen that in a high school game.
No. Deberger in the paint. 8-footer straight on. No good. Rebound tipped around, and Burton brings it down for St. Anthony.
Okay. Right. How is that not? This should be a foul on Deberger. Thank you.
Oh, yes. They are calling it that way.
Because if you're going to call it the other way, Nieberg, he was putting her her whole hand into the chest of Reyna and just pushing Reyna around the floor.
And actually cleared out, I think, I thought it was Kylie Townsend. She got it cleared out on the play, too.
So it might have been Kylie. Maybe it was Kylie she got.
Reyna top of the key with it, 1:15 to play. Now Kayla Townsend gets it inside to Shaley, and a reach is going to be called.
That's going to be a fourth on Schmidt.
Abby Schmidt. So Schmidt with four, with 1:13 to play, and Kayla Townsend with the right baseline.
Weedman and the official having some words. The official yelling at Weedman to calm down.
He doesn't have a whole lot to complain about. I mean, Coach Massey's been pretty calm. Well, he's always calm when he talks to him, though, for the most part.
Here's the issue, though. The issue is that they were getting all the calls in the first half, and now it's kind of been flipped.
Yeah.
So now he's probably kind of like, listen, that wasn't a foul in the first half. You were letting my bigs kind of work in there against the big girl from Galesburg, and now we put our hands on her and we get called for the foul.
Well, that's why I can't coach. I would have still been talking about the play where we knocked it out of bounds and they didn't have him put a red jersey around and he gave it to them. Shaley hits the first, or I guess that put us in the bonus, so she hits the first of the one of bonus.
Shaley came into the tournament as a 73% free throw shooter, 50 of 68. By far has taken the most for anybody from the streaks.
And she is perfect from the line here this afternoon, 4 for 4. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and Emily Minor will come in and replace Shaley with 1:13 to play in the third. 48-22 is the streak's lead. Kayla Boyston, and she'll replace Raina Gully. So she's in there with Emily Minert, Lexi Daniels, Kylie Townsend, Kayla Townsend. And it comes to McDevitt working against Kaylin Boydston. Gets it across midcourt. She carried the ball, and they don't call it. None of the officials were in position. Well, this one down here on the baseline should have seen that.
He's too busy watching Kayla.
Yeah, exactly. Burton drives
and
there you
on cue.
On cue calls Kayla for the foul. Burton drove in, had no chance to make the shot. Just kind of threw it up and then ran into Kayla, or Kylie. And then Kylie picks up her third foul.
Nope, that was Kayla. That's
was
her fourth.
Kayla, I'm sorry. Yeah, all right. Oh, my goodness.
Now bring Reyna right back into the game. Reyna had just gone to the bench.
So going to the free throw line will be Kyla Burton. Her shot is up and good. She got 4 points in the ball game. 58.4 to play in the third quarter. 48-23 streaks.
For the Silver Streaks.
Burton's second shot is up, and that one is good. 5 in the game for her. 49-23 streaks. Reyna Gully, left wing to Emily Minor. Bounces for Kylie Townsend, top of the key out high right side. It is Reyna. Now Kaylin Boyce fires a 3 out high left side. That's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Shooty. We're at a weird angle. It looked like it was on the mark, and then she's kind of laughing with Burton as they're running down the court. I don't know if Burton said something about the air ball or what. I don't know. But she's working against Kaylin Boydston. On the dribble, top of the key, dribbles left, bounces for Shooty on the left baseline. Shot blocked by Lexi Daniels, and Kaylin Boydston with a rebound and gets knocked to the floor by Niebergi. And that's going to be her fourth, or is that her fifth? Niebergi, be her
that
fourth.
Fourth.
Great job by Lexi Daniels, got there and got the block on Shooty. Well, you know, I mean, Lexi knew she's not going to fake and drive. If she gets it and she's going into the shooting motion, she's going to shoot the ball. So that is the 18th foul. We'll walk it to the other end. Kaylin Boyce will go to the line for a chance to win a bonus.
I believe that's Lexi's second block of the season. The interesting thing about Niebergi's fouls, she has 4 of them. They have all been committed in this quarter.
Yeah, that's right. 25.7 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 48-24.
So of the 18 fouls that St. Anthony has, she has half them.
Kaylin hits.
She's feeling from the free throw line right now. She came into the tournament, like I said, she had only, 4 of 6? Yeah, 4 of 6, and she's already 4 of 5 in this game.
And hits, missed that one, too strong on that one. Missed her first and missed the last one here.
She got White's going behind the back, showing some handles.
And does it again.
The only freshman on this team.
Yep. McDevitt now with it, top of the key, spins in the paint, left side, shot partially blocked by Reyna, and Reyna with a rebound, lost the handle on it, had it, I think she and Ellen were going after it at the same time, and she tried to rip it away because she didn't know if it was one of her own teammates and lost the handle on it, and a timeout called by 32nd timeout with 6.5 left. I'm not sure.
He's situational. Probably wanting to practice drawing something up for end of the quarter.
Maybe get it to Shooty for a three-pointer. 6.5 to play in the third. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in front of Sandburg Mall in Galesburg, as they provide our transportation all streets road games. Check out the certified pre-owns like this 2015 Nissan Pathfinder SUV that we're driving. Under 14,000 miles on the vehicle. Really, really nice. Now, with the certified pre-owned, you get 24/7 roadside assistance, 7-year towing assistance, 7-year 100,000-mile limited warranty, which covers, it covers the engine, drivetrain, transmission. You get a Carfax vehicle history report and much, much more of that. As Shooty fires it up, it's in and out, no good. Emily Miner with the rebound as time runs out in the third quarter. 167-point inspection on the certified pre-owned vehicles at Galesburg Nissan in front of Sandburg Mall and Galesburg. Streaks lead of 49-24. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You answered all your emails by noon. Get a freshly prepared Egg McMuffin. Actually left work on time? Then get yourself a savory sausage McMuffin with egg. You saw the weirdest midnight movie. Well, get a delicious sausage burrito. With McDonald's all-day breakfast menu, you can get delectable breakfast tastes anytime. Egg McMuffin, hotcakes and sausage and more. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love whenever you want. Just listen to a radio commercial, get some golden hash browns. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play for Mattoon. Tab Aerith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the St. Anthony Bulldogs out of Effingham 49-24. Looks like the Streaks will move on to a 7 o'clock game tonight against Vandalia. And that being the case, unless something unforeseen happens here in this final 8 minutes, that game, we bring you the pregame about 6:40. That will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. St. Anthony with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. This is Weiss in the backcourt, brings across against Kalen Boydston. Left wing, it goes to Burton against Sage Milroy. Now it is Richards. Back to Burton on the left wing. Goes baseline. Cut off by Sage. Looks for help. Gets it out to Weiss. And Weiss steps back, fires.
Wow.
Oh, was that a three? I didn't think she was behind the line. 13. Step back three by Weiss. She's got nine. Make it 49-27. Good defense by Kalen Boydston. She cut her off, and that's why she had to do the step back.
Yeah, just a nice offensive play.
Now Ellen Junk on the post up with the left hand up, bounces off, no good. Rebound Emily Meinert. Emily dribbles out and gives to Kalen Boydston. Now Raina Gully has it in the center circle. Raina gets a pick from Emily, cuts back, stops at the free throw line, goes right, and now swings it over to Sage Milroy for three, left baseline, no good. Raina with a rebound on the weak side. Bounces for Emily Miner on the left side, up off the glass and in. What great vision again by Raina Gelly. Emily Miner with her second basket, make it 51-27. Streaks under 7 minutes to play in the ball game.
Raina getting an opportunity here to get a little more PT. I would imagine the rest of the starters are probably done for the game unless there's a comeback here.
This is Weiss on the right wing against Kalen Boydston. Now out between the circles. And, oh, come on, the ball knocked away by Kalen Boydston. He called a foul. She was trying to make the pass, and Kalen knocked in and swatted the ball away as she was making the pass. And that is the second foul on Kalen Boydston. 15 foul on Kalen. 6:33 to play in the ball game. Weiss inbound on the far sideline, and it comes to Schmidt. Hands off to Weiss between the circles. Left wing, or rather baseline, it goes to McDevitt. Back out to Weiss, out high on the left side. She'll bring it back out and reset out near the center circle to the left. Gives to McDevitt against Raina Gully down on the right block.
Travel.
Got free and traveled and put up the shot. No good. Got her own rebound. Spins in the paint. Puts another shot up. That one bounces off the back iron and falls through.
By 11, Abby Schmidt.
Schmidt's first basket of the ball game. 51-29, streak, 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Raina Gully stops, fires a three. That's off the mark, out high on the right side. And that's going to go back to...
Is that a two or a three?
I thought it was a three.
Okay.
I wasn't watching the official. I was just kind of trying to watch her feet.
I was watching the bench because it looked like the Chaley was motioning that either Kylie or Kayla was experiencing some pain, but I can't really tell. Looked like she was trying to get a hold of her mother across the floor, and I just want to make sure they were okay. Nobody seems to be holding any ice packs or anything, so that's a positive sign. And now we're going to get another foul. Schmidt's gone.
That's it. Abby Schmidt tried to post up against Ellen Junk and pushed her out of the way, and she's done for the game. Disqualified. Abby Schmidt with her fifth foul after just getting her first basket of the ball game.
Now, I'm not a big fan of that foul call because I think she was just trying to post up. I don't think she did anything overt, such as two-hand shove or anything like that, but that's how they've been calling it all game. You know, they've called pretty much any time you put your hands on another player, they've called the foul. And Kneeberger comes in. She may not be locked for the game either. Yeah. She's got four fouls as well.
5:44 to play, 51-29 streaks. Raina Gully brings it across. Top of the key, goes right, gives to Sage Milroy, fires a three right baseline. That's too strong. Kaylin Boyson with a rebound on the weak side, kicks to Raina, top of the key. Goes right, gets a pick from Emily Miner, picks up. Now gets it to Emily down on the right block. Nice defensive job that time by Richards. Got in the passing lane and stole it away. Now it's Weiss with it. Weiss behind the back dribble, kicks out left baseline. McDevitt for three, that's off the mark. Rebound, Kneeberger and Brown ran into each other. Are you kidding me? Kneeberger and Brown ran into each other, and a foul's being called on Emily Miner.
Jeez.
That's her third.
They were both going after the ball and ran into each other. They both went to the floor, and Emily Miner got called for the foul. three on Emily Miner.
Well, it's been a while since that guy blew his whistle. So.
Yeah, Weiss for three, no good. Kaylin Boyson with a rebound, 5 minutes to play in the ball game.
That may be the streak's best shot of getting this game over quickly is just to let them shoot.
Yeah. Emily Miner drives right baseline, gets bumped, no call, kicks out to Sage Milroy now.
Significantly bumped, too. It wasn't as if it was just a, like, brushed by. I mean, she got knocked backwards.
Now Kaylin Boyson, left wing on the dribble, penetrates, kicks out to Emily Miner. Now right wing, it's Raina.
Kaylin's got to be careful with the offhand. She's swatting the defensive player's arms down.
Sage Milroy, top of the key to Ellen Junk, left wing. She'll penetrate the runner in the paint up off the glass, too strong. A lot of contact there.
And again, no call.
Yeah, that would have been Kneeberger's fifth, but no call there. Brown with the rebound. Now it's Weiss with it. Weiss between the circles. Out high left side, it's McDevitt. Down on the left block, Kneeberger leans in, fakes, missed the shot, and Emily Miner with a rebound.
Six rebounds now for Emily.
Sage Milroy, right wing to Raina, top of the key. She'll fire the three. Good!
That's a three for five, Raina Gully.
Coach Massey's going to call a 30-second timeout. He gathers the troops over, and I would imagine Raina's coming out of the game.
Yeah, I'm guessing after hitting the three, so. 13 in the ball game for Raina Gully, 54-29 streaks with 3:54 to play. And again, we'll play Vandalia tonight at 7 o'clock.
I always find Coach Massey's huddles on these 30-second timeouts interesting because his team usually spreads out throughout the whole bench, very wide, whereas if you watch other teams, they get huddled up right around the coach.
Yep. All right, so we come out with the freshman Andrea Sampson, Ellen Junk, Kaylin Boyston, Emily Minert, and Sage Milroy. So Andrea Sampson in to replace Raina Gully.
No major changes yet for, and not that he has a huge bench anyway, but for Coach Weedman. He's still got his starters out there, it looks like, other than Schmidt, who fouled out.
McDevitt penetrates, and it's stolen away by Sage Milroy. He lost the handle on it, and Brown able to pick it up. Now Weiss, top of the key, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks down to the baseline to McDevitt. Down on the block, it goes to, let's see, who was that? Oh, that's Clausius.
Clausius.
Missed the shot. Now it's Andre Sampson, right wing, just inside the three-point arc. Can't hit the shot. Rebound on the weak side, off the hands of Ellen Junk, and run down. And now Kaylin Boyson with a steal, lays it up and good. Kaylin Boyson stole the outlet pass there. Laid it up on the left side, good.
Who got the rebound for them?
I think that was Brown.
Brown, okay. Works for me.
This is McDevitt with it, working against Andrea Sampson. Now it's Brown out left of the center circle. Top of the key, Clausius against Ellen Junk. Picks up, gives to Weiss. Weiss on the dribble against Caleb Boyce, and pass was tapped. And it goes to McDevitt. Now it's Clausius again, out high left side with 2:42 to play. Right there, that was Brown. Clausius, now it's McDevitt. Brown for three, can't hit from out high on the right side. Kalen Boyson with a rebound. Down court it goes to Sage Milroy, drives in the paint, bounces for Emily Meinert, and she's got to put it on the floor, had to pull it back out. And Kalen Boyson will set for the Streaks.
Streaks are going to run some clock here, it looks like. They're spreading the floor out. Again, they don't seem to run that weave up top as we've seen in years past.
Now four new Streaks are going to come in.
The ball got knocked out.
Hannah Huppenbauer. Let's see, Megan Lingefelter.
Riley Chalkley.
Riley Chalkley in, along with Andrea Sampson. Megan Lingefelter were inbound from the right baseline, 2:14 to play in the ballgame. Megan hit a basket, three last night near the end of the ballgame. Riley Chalkley drives left side and looked like she got hammered, and he'll call on the shot. Weiss with the rebound, and maybe Brown got the worst of that. I think she got a shot in the nose as Riley was descending from her shot. Right wing, this is Weiss for three. That bounces off no good. Weak side rebound off the hands of Hannah Huppenbauer, and it comes down to Brown for St. Anthony. Brown tries baseline, cut off by Megan Lingenfelter. Shot
travel
by Hannah Huppenbauer, and Clausius comes down with it and travel with it. Nice defense by Hannah Huppenbauer.
Yeah, great defense right there by Hannah. She, again, just swatted the ball after it got out of the player's hands. We've seen that call for fouls before, but... Coach, we've been also going to the bench now.
Four new Bulldogs. Clausius stays on. Let's see. There's at least one that's not on their roster. They've got a number 20 out there. We don't have it on the roster. Megan Lingenfelter, right wing. Tried to get the hand up and now overthrew her, but they're going to call a push. Hopefully it's because she pushed Hannah. She went up for the pass.
Yeah.
Hannah didn't really have a chance to get that pass. It was too high. But as she went up, she had a hand in her back, and I think the official saw her move across the floor in the air from the push. So Hannah Huppenbauer goes to the free throw line with
first time this season. I don't think she went to the free throw line in the first two games, did she?
I thought she did. She did have one. It was the first game of the
tournament.
Oh, that's
right. She was one for two.
Yeah, she went there twice, actually. She was actually 2 for 4 in the first game against Sullivan. Missed the first one there. She went in the
you're right,
first
2 for 4.
Yeah.
So 2 for 4, now 2 for 5 on the season. She misses that one.
And actually it's a two-shot foul because that's their 10th team foul. Missed the second. Rebound tipped out by Megan Lingenfelter, and she's able to pick it up. Right baseline, Riley Chalkley gets bumped again, no call. Out to Andrea Sampson for three left side. That's short. Rebound, Riley Chalkley. Great hustle by Riley. Very active. Now Andrea, three-pointer top of the key, was partially blocked. Journey Cruz with a rebound. Back to Andrea Sampson out between the circles. To Riley Chalkley, left side. Riley brings it out and sets up for the Streaks with 1:11 to play. Dribbles left. Picks up and bounces for Hannah Huppenbauer, left wing. Out high left side, Journey Cruz, top of the key, Riley Chalkley. Nice dish inside to Hannah Huppenbauer, lays it up, too strong with a shot. Rebound comes out long to St. Anthony, and they stepped on the sideline, so it goes back to the Streaks with 57.6 to play.
I'd like to, like we've talked about before, I'd like to see Hannah start putting some numbers on the board in this opportunities, because I think when the Streaks get into postseason play, it'd be very nice to have that extra tall post player, especially the way she's been playing defense lately. She can put some offensive numbers on it. It would be real helpful to this team.
Wow. Okay, there's a foul. Thank you, Riley Chalkley. I think she was actually trying to make a wraparound pass to Hannah Huppenbauer, but got knocked to the floor in the process, and she's going to go to the free throw line with two shots.
Foul's called against the Bulldogs, number 23, Clausius.
I love Clausius with the foul.
Her first at the line, number 20.
So Riley Chalkley goes to the free throw line with two shots, missed the first. 56-29 Streaks, 43.6?
43.6. Not the best free throw shooting we've seen from the Streaks in this tournament.
Second shot, no good, rebound to Clausius. St. Anthony with the basketball. Right wing, this is, there's another one that's not on the roster. Let's see, is there? Yep, 22, we got her on the roster. Now
another
by Hannah Huppenbauer. Meg Richards went in. Hannah Huppenbauer with a block. Now, down court pass got tipped. Andrea Sampson not able to bring it downbound. Now it's Clausius. Puts it up. Rebound to Journey Cruz. 14 seconds to play. Riley Chalkley with a crossover dribble. Gives to Megan Lingenfelter out high on the left side. Swing it over to right wing to Andrea Sampson. 18-footer. Bounces high and falls through.
Bucket by 22, Andrea
First
Sampson.
Basket for Andrea Sampson this afternoon as the buzzer sounds. The Galesburg Silver Streaks are now 15-0 as they defeat the St. Anthony Bulldogs 58-29. Streaks will move on to a 7 o'clock game tonight against the Vandalia Vandals. The winner of that will move on to the championship game tomorrow night. Streaks win at 58-29. We'll come back with our post-game show, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, run down our post-game stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. Streaks win at 58-29. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
The Harlem Globetrotters bring their 90th anniversary world tour to the Peoria Civic Center Sunday, January 10th at 2 p.m. Witness some of the world's best athletes execute unbelievable feats of ball handling, trick shots, and comedy. It's the team's most epic tour in 90 years and a lifelong memory in the making. Score your tickets at HarlemGlobetrotters.com and don't miss your chance to get in on the action at the Peoria Civic Center, Sunday, January 10th at 2 p.m.
It's the end of the year, the time when you either move them or lose them.
And we're prepared to wipe out our remaining new and used inventory by any means necessary.
Which means your end-of-year bonus is waiting for you right now at the corner of West Main and Lewood Road in Galesburg.
Up to $5,000 rebates and financing as low as 0% on new Fords in stock.
Thousands off every pre-owned vehicle on the lot.
No payments till March.
The inventory wipeout is going on now at Yim Ford.
A brand new 2015 or 16 Ford Escape. 18 in stock to choose from. Comes with a $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 60 months and no payments till March.
Test drive a brand new 2015 Ford Flex. We've got two in stock with $500 in rebate and 2.9 for 60 months with no payments till March.
Shop the inventory wipeout. Going on now at Yim Ford, corner of West Main and Linwood Road, Galesburg.
At the end of the year, you either move them or lose them.
Credit, tax, data, license, extra. Must finance through Ford Credit to get full rebate. See EM Ford for details.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it here this afternoon. 58-29 is the final score, as they defeat the Effingham St. Anthony Bulldogs here this afternoon and move on to the semifinal tonight against the Vandalia Vandals. Vandalia comes in with just one loss in the tournament, and that was in the opener to
Salem
by a score of 61-58. So the Streaks tonight, and again, that game will carry for you on 92.7 FM. The Laser, as the boys will be starting a little bit earlier. They have a 6:30 schedule tip-off, so Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that game at about 6:06 for the pregame tonight here on WGIL. Time to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And again, you know, the Streaks really put this one away early, and, you know, a number of different things. I mean, we were talking about this off the air, so many different players that that you could go with that did good this game defensively, offensively. I mean, Raina Gully with another nice game for the Streaks. But shooting-wise, you know, 4 3-pointers. In fact, that's all she scored. They were all in the first half. 12 points on 4 3-pointers and kind of helped get the Streaks going with a couple of them in the first quarter.
Yeah, Lexi just another good job shooting the basketball. And, you know, of her first let's see, over her first seven, she hit four of them. So really got the streaks going in this one. Didn't see a lot of playing time in the second half, obviously, because it wasn't necessary once the streaks got up by plenty. And, you know, just another solid game. She had a steal. She had her second block of the season and two rebounds.
So Lexi Daniels, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Streaks went at 58-29 here this afternoon. And, boy, one of the stats you mentioned is just crazy that we're, what, plus 50 in the first quarter points compared to our opponents in the tournament?
Yeah, 68-18.
Wow.
Plus 50 right now for the streaks. In fact, like I said during the broadcast, 19 points in the first quarter of this game for the Silver Streaks. Their three opponents that they've played in this tournament have only combined for 18.
Wow. That is pretty impressive the way you – and that's, you know – hey, you got to make your presence felt right away.
The streaks have definitely stomped on the throat early on this one, just never let up.
58-29, the final score. Streaks win it once again. They are now 15-0 on the season and 3-0 here in the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. We're going to take a timeout, come back, and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Also run down our postgame stats. You're listening to Silver Street Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money, too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, there at Gibson and Mattoon. The Streaks win at 58-29 over the St. Anthony Bulldogs. Lexi Daniels, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. Our post-game final stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll now get a few of the individual numbers. Dennis Coach Massey makes his way toward us. Streaks with three players in double figures. 13 from Raina Gully on five twos and a three. 12 points for Lexi Daniels on four three-pointers. 11 points for Kayla Townsell on a three and four twos. 8 points for Shaylee Florine on a couple of baskets. 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 4 points for Emily Minard, 6 for Kaylin Boydston, 2 for Andrea Sampson. Streaks 10 for 20 from the line, 5 three-pointers in the ballgame. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey, our post-game coaches interview brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. Coach, one of the stats that Eric had come up with, you guys are setting the tone early. You've outscored your opponents in this tournament 50-18 in the first quarter, and that's really honestly set the tone for each game. 68-18 plus 50 in the first quarter. You just really set the tone early in each of these games.
Yeah, it's very happy with how they're playing. That that establishing a dominance early in the games of with the St. Anthony team and with the Mattoon team last night. You know, both of those are teams that have the ability to make it a game and scary. And, you know, they kind of then hung around for after that for a while with it. But very happy with how the kids are playing.
You know, the one thing I don't like with they really put an emphasis on scoring when it comes to the all-tournament team here, and they put a list out of the leading scorers in the tournament, and that's they weigh that heavily when considering an all-tournament team. And we were just talking about this, that, you know, based on that, Shaylee may not get on that all-tournament team. It's like, you know, she could be and could have been. You know, look at that first game. You probably could have left her in there for the whole game. She probably could have scored 40 points. To me, that's the unfortunate thing about the way they kind of look at it. And I know Eric had noticed a couple of people were even voting after the first game, had their players, some of the players written down already. But, you know, she could be so dominant, and you don't necessarily need her to be all the time.
Yeah, and but, you know, I think our kids are smart enough to understand that, I mean, really, that that's not a priority in terms of how things go, because, you know, the same thing, you'd look Kayla Townsville of what she does defensively for us, and, you know, I would imagine it'd be hard for her getting votes with things. And so it's, you know, very subjective.
Well, you mentioned Kayla in the defense. You talked about the young girl Weiss, the freshman, really good ball handler, real quick. She's going to be a really, really good player. But I thought Kayla and Raina both, and even Kaylin, the time she was in there on her, did a really great job of bothering her.
Yeah. I think actually, you know, in some ways, this was a game Kaylin came in and maybe was more aggressive. And normally we don't like to do that with him and let him in the lane, but I think really challenged that kid to have to try and use your left hand, and so did a nice job.
Well, you got a Vandalia team tonight. Their only loss was a close one to Salem in the opener. You know they're going to be a good team coming in tonight.
Right, they are. That I told the girls, you know, I'd like to think we're the best team, and then, you know, you look, Vandalia was ahead of Salem by 7 or 8 most of the game and then lost by 3. And so, you know, easily we could have played either one of them and stuff. But Vandalia is solid in what they do. They just they don't have one player that we have to gear to stop things. They all 5 of their kids at different times in the tournament. And they usually every game have 3 kids in double figures, and it's a different 3 kids. So, you know, we'll have to, you know, play good team defense, and I'm confident we can.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. We'll talk to you tonight.
Okay, thank you.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by OSSA Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. We'll take a timeout, come back, and wrap up our postgame stats. Streaks win at 58-29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Bless you. You're okay. Oh, honey, you're okay. Maybe you're not okay. People say moms know best, and they do. But sometimes they need a second opinion. When that happens, there's no better place to turn than to the OSF Medical Group and Galesburg Clinic. There you'll meet some of the area's top pediatricians, experts in helping your little ones feel all better again. Moms wish hugs and kisses could fix little sniffles, big owies, and everything in between. But when worst comes to worst, children need the best care possible. That's why our pediatricians are available day or night, even weekends. Plus, you'll have access to the entire OSF Healthcare Network for a wide variety of specialized care. Learn more about how OSF pediatricians can give you and your children care that's altogether better at osfgalesburgclinic.org/pediatrics.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Streaks win it 58-29 over St. Anthony Bulldogs from Effingham. Streaks outscored St. Anthony 9-5 in that final quarter. Galesburg struggled a little bit from the free throw line, just 10 for 20 from the line. They shot pretty well as a team throughout the season, but they're struggling a little bit as of late. 6 three-pointers in the game for the Streaks again. 13 for Raina Gully, 12 for Lexi Daniels, 11 for Kayla Townsville, 8 for Shaylee Florine. Scoring-wise for St. Anthony, they were led actually nobody in double figures. 9 points for their freshman guard, Abby Weiss. 3, 2, and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Maddie Schutte off the bench. A couple of threes in that second quarter, 2 in the third quarter. 5 points for Abby Brown on a three-pointer, and 2 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Hunter Niebergi. 2 points for Abby Schmidt. 2 points for Emily McDevitt. They were 7 for 10 from the line and hit 4 three-pointers in the ball game.
Team stat-wise, the turnover situation, 17 turnovers for St. Anthony's. They turned it over 9 more times during the second half. 11 for the Silver Streak. Streaks out-rebounded St. Anthony, and they did have a bit of a size advantage, 38-24, including a 16-6 advantage on the offensive boards. St. Anthony shot at 9 of 35 from the field, 4 of 9 from distance, so not a terrible shooting afternoon for them, but obviously not good enough to get the job done. Streaks were 21 of 51, including 6 of 20 from distance. Individual stats to go with the points that Tom told you about. Riley Chalkley had a pair of rebounds. Shayla Florine had three rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block. six rebounds for Emily Miner, and a nice job on the boards for her in this game. Two rebounds for Journey Cruz, three rebounds for Ellen Junk, who's been very consistent when she's been in there hitting the board. So she also had an assist and a steal. Sage Milroy had two assists and a steal. So Andrea Sampson didn't contribute other than her 2 points. Lexi Daniels had two boards, a steal, and a block, as I told you about earlier. One rebound for Megan Lingenfelter with an assist. Six rebounds for Kayla Townsville, assist and a steal. Three rebounds, four assists, two steals, and a block for Reina as she just constantly fills up the stat sheets. And Kylie Townsville, three rebounds, assist, steal, and a block. And Kaylin, six rebounds, a steal to go with her 6 points. So a nice game for Kaylin as well.
Streaks win it here by a final of 58-29. We'll come back, have another game for you tonight as the Galesburg Silver Streaks will play the Vandalia Vandals. And again, the boys' game against Dunlap will be here on WGIL with Brad and Jim getting underway about 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 tip tonight. So our game that'll tip off at 7 will have about a 6:40 pregame. We will be on 92.7 FM, the Laser. So if you want to hear the girls tonight, 92.7 FM, the Laser. The boys here on WGIL coming up tonight. Final score once again, Streaks move to 15-0 as they defeat the St. Anthony Bulldogs 58-29. Thanks to our studio engineer, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erdos saying good afternoon from Mattoon.